The Warriors will wrap up their six-game road trip in Detroit on Friday night as they take on the Pistons, and banding together becoming key here late in the trip is Wednesday night in Charlotte. Kevin Durant leading the way with a triple-double, 35 points, 11 boards, and 10 assists. The Warriors dealing with multiple injuries and needing a full slate of contributions from the entire bench, which was delivered as defense. Also leading the way with the Warriors holding Charlotte to 35% shooting in the 101-87 victory. Here's Coach Kerr.
Well, defense was the key. You know, 35% shooting that we held them to, that set the tone right from the beginning. Our first quarter defense was great. And then obviously we relied heavily on KD. I mean, he had a triple-double and 35 points. I mean, what a luxury to be able to just throw him the ball with Steph and Draymond out and Zaza as well. So KD took over. And but I thought as a team, we just did a nice job of defending and getting us off to a good start.
It seemed like right away he was like playing point and initiating a ton for you. How scripted was that to go in the game and really just hand the ball?
It wasn't really scripted. It was more that's naturally how it's going to flow, you know, with Steph out and Draymond out. Andre on the bench, obviously coming off the bench. KD's naturally going to get the ball. I just liked his pace, his energy. He was attacking right from the start, which was great.
How did you see him approach Quinn's performance?
Quinn was fantastic. I knew Quinn would play well. He's an NBA player. He's played a lot of minutes for New Orleans last year, and we've watched him in practice and in the G League. I think Aaron Miles and his staff have done a great job down there. We got a lot of synergy between the franchises, and we run the same stuff, so Quinn knows all the plays, and it's an important addition, I think, to our franchise is, you know, really developing that relationship between the two franchises and being able to shuttle guys back and forth if we have to. And Quinn is really a good guy for that role.
Steve, how did you see Kevin approach the leadership role tonight?
It was, you know, it wasn't so much vocal leadership. It was, you know, I got this type thing, just from the way he carried himself. Clearly the best player on the floor, the dominant player on the floor. And I think what he showed was without Steph in particular, KD was like, yeah, he almost had a different bounce to his step. Like you know, I got it, this one's mine, and he was brilliant.
How much do you have to kind of alter the offense with Steph out? Have you had to put in more plays?
We have to call more plays without Steph. You know, with Steph, it's a little more chaotic, just running ball screens and getting downhill and just playing out of that. So a few more call sets. We still got to get better with our execution while Steph is out, make sure we know what we're running and running it sharply. It's a good opportunity for us to improve on that stuff, and that's what we're going to be working on you know, in the coming couple weeks.
How helpful is Nick Young's shot making ability, particularly in this stretch? It seemed like tonight, you know, kind of unleashing a little bit at times.
Nick is great. I mean, you know, instant offense. It's not just the shot making. It's I'm starting to see where he gets his nickname. You know, he had the Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf pump fake in the corner, followed by a tremendous celebration, which had our whole bench cracking up. Went into his Drew League impression at the end of the game to get one more shot up. Nick's hilarious, man. We love having him on the team, and he's giving us a boost. I mean, he can make shots anytime, whether he plays 20 minutes or 5 minutes. He's always a threat, and I thought he played really big minutes for us tonight.
Steve, at his point in his career, how is Andre able to get the kind of defensive stops and the drives to the rim and dunks?
Andre's one of the smartest defensive players I've ever been around. He reminds me a lot of Scottie Pippen in terms of being able to guard the ball with long arms and pressure, and then just understand the chessboard. You know, he knows where everybody is. He knows what is happening before it happens. So he's anticipating, and then, you know, when you have that combination of intelligence and athleticism, it's a pretty good combination defensively. And then same thing on offense. I mean, he's basically our point guard when he's out on the floor, when we bring him in, and I thought he did a really good job getting us into stuff.
How's Zaza doing?
His shoulder's a little sore. Same thing that kept him out of the game 2 games ago. He worked yesterday and was fine, but it was non-contact stuff. So, you know, Dwight's a big fella out there, and I think he got tangled up with Dwight and felt the shoulder tweak. But it's okay. We got we only have Andre Drummond on Friday, so Zaza should be fine wrestling with him. That's not doesn't pose a problem at all.
We also heard from KD afterwards.
When Zaza went out, that was tough to see, especially with Draymond and Steph out and didn't have another starter out. I think everybody just rallied around each other, from the coaches to the players and the trainers, everybody, it felt like. And, you know, everybody was encouraging on the bench. Coach coached us up really well every possession. Defense was on point tonight, and we got off to a good start.
From the tip, you were handling the ball a lot, pick and rolls. Was this a fun one for you to do tonight?
Yeah, it was. It's fun. It's fun when you get to create and, you know, just be creative out there, you know, whether it's, you know, passing to JaVale for a lob or shooting a pull-up jump shot, just, you know, all the stuff that you work on in those situations. Tonight it felt like I can go in my bag of tools, my bag of tricks to pull some stuff out. So I don't expect it to be that like that every single game, but tonight I thought it called for it, and we set the tone early, and after that I didn't have to handle the ball as much after the first quarter.
Did you think it was going to be like that going in, or was it like, you know, early in the first you're like, okay, this is my night?
No, I never say that. I just you know, if we get a rebound and Coach always say just kick ahead or throw it up and let's get in transition. And a lot of guys were just looking for me once we got rebounds. So I wouldn't be able to get the ball in pick and roll and play in the open court if it wasn't for the defense we were playing. Everybody from 1 to 5 did a great job of playing defense and rebounding. And we were able to get out and have some numbers on the other end. So we played a solid game.
You saying this morning like you're going to be leading by example. How did you see that play out tonight?
Well, it was a couple times where I felt like I could have went over the edge with the refs, and I just kept my cool, and I think that was a step in the right direction. I think my teammates fed off of that. Just my aggressiveness, just trying to score and trying to make plays, I thought my teammates fed off of that as well, and I just try to encourage them any chance I get. And, you know, but my teammates do a great job of just pouring into me as a player and just encouraging me, like I said earlier, and, you know, telling me to be aggressive when I get the ball and make plays. So I just try to reciprocate it.
Your depth tonight was really on display with all the injuries. I mean, you guys showed what a deep and talented team you have.
Yeah. I mean, when you move the ball and you play for each other, you know, that maximizes everybody's strength. So Omri came in and played a great game. Loon came in and played a great game. JaVale, Quinn stepped up for us. You know, Sean and Andre and D West do. So I felt like everybody came in with a nice focus and came out there and did whatever coach needed us to do, and we got a good win.
What was it like starting right off the plan?
It's a dream come true, man. I'm sure all our friends back home, we got all the same friends. All our friends back home had the game on record, and you know, it was a proud moment for everybody in PG County, DC, Maryland, Virginia, that we out here on the biggest stage representing them, and to do it with my brother Quinn, man, it felt great.
What did you notice about this? Not just his play, but just how he was with his demeanor and everything.
Well, he played 4 years of college, and he played a few years in the D League, and he just know how to play the game. You know, he works extremely hard, and his moment, everybody knew his moment would come at some point. So for him, just stay consistent, stay confident, keep working, not look at this as just your only moment. Just know that you got to keep working and keep putting in that time in order for these moments to continue to happen. And he knows that. He plays like a vet, you know. So we want him to just have confidence going forward, continue to play poised, and just let his instincts take over.
Do Nick Young threes juice up the bench more than normal?
Oh yeah. It's for some reason it's weird because he shoots some tough ones. And we don't care. We want him to shoot it every time he touches it, man. And we love when he gets excited. We love when he knocks down shots. His energy shocks, you know, goes through the whole team. And we feel those, you know, when he makes those threes, we feel like he gives us an extra boost of energy. And even the coaching staff, they love it as well. So we got all confidence in Nick, and we want him to continue to keep shooting.
And finally, let's listen into what Quinn Cook had to say in the postgame.
Next man up. I think, you know, we take pride on, you know, our depth, and, you know, everybody can play extended minutes. And, you know, when Zaza went down, obviously, you know, another guy to step up. So, you know, I think everybody contributed to the win.
Were there any nerves early, and then when did you kind of feel like you were settled in?
As soon as I touched the ball, you know, as soon as Zaza tipped it to me and I gave it to KD, it felt like basketball. So, you know, my teammates and my coaches did a great job kind of you know, keeping me, you know, even keeled all day and, you know, just treated like another regular game.
Were you surprised when you heard you were starting?
No, you know, because I know my role. I know, you know, this the situation I'm in. I had a, you know, conversation with Bob and Coach Kerr, you know, before the season started. So I kind of, you know, when stuff goes on, just never be, you know, overwhelmed, just the role that I'm in.
What were they doing to keep you even keeled throughout the day?
Not talking about basketball, just being regular, talking how we usually talk, and you know, when the game got closer, just telling me to play my game. Everybody believes in me, and I did a lot for my confidence.
What were your last 2 days like? Where were you? When did you get the call? How'd you get here?
Yeah, I was in Santa Cruz watching the game against New Orleans, and you know, me and Luke and Coach Luke, you know, Pat got hurt, and you know. And Steph obviously rolled his ankle, and you know, Luke just said, you know, be ready for a call, and then I got a call as soon as the game was over, and then I flew out the next morning.
Did you fly direct or indirect?
I had a straight flight, first class. Well, it was good. Everything was great.
What did it mean playing this game so close to Duke, your first start, you know, only like 80 miles away?
Yeah, it meant a lot. It meant a lot. You know, my mom got to drive up, my mom, my sister, my godbrother, coaches at Duke, you know, him and his wife got to come, so you know, I saw a lot of familiar faces in the crowd, and it was a great, great, great feeling for me.
Did Durant have any encouraging words? You know,
we talked about it earlier. You know, just it's surreal that we're both starting in the NBA on the same team, and we never could have dreamed it any better. And you know, he kept me, you know, regular all day as well.
With your approach when you came out the game, Coach Kerr kind of put his arms around you.
Yeah.
What
I'm just, you know, he liked what I was doing. Just keeping confidence in me. Showing me different things, talking to me how to guard Kemba. You know, the whole coaching staff was, you know, in my ear just about, you know, guarding Kemba, you know, different stuff, getting us organized, and they did a great job just trying to, you know, keep me in the loop.
And after Friday night's game in Detroit against the Pistons, the Warriors return home to the Bay Area and are set to face the Portland Trail Blazers on Monday night at Oracle Arena. In Charlotte, I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.